Certainly, and the New World screwworm situation is certainly an alarming one. This is a parasite that can be deadly, and not just livestock, but also wildlife, domestic pets, and it even poses a harm or a risk to human health. So when we're talking about this, particularly with our trading partners, it's imperative that we remember that we have to take into account the animal health considerations of some of these trade components as well. It's not just the dollars and cents, it's also just the long-term viability and safety of the industry. We've seen a really good response from Mexico in partnership with the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service at our own U.S. Department of Agriculture in trying to hold or stop the northward march of New World screwworm from Central America. We've had some hiccups and bumps along the road along the way. Mexican authorities have turned away planes from Panama carrying sterile insects, which are the only tool that we can use effectively to stop the spread of New World screwworm. And so when we start to look at some of these tools to incentivize these other countries to come to the table and take this threat seriously, those are options that are on the table. But again, we want to keep that cross-border trade open as much as we possibly can, so long as we take the animal health threat seriously. It's the same argument that we've used with Brazil and Paraguay. Animal health, human health has to come first.